I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. A lot of attention these days is focused on hunting in West Virginia, but dedicated trout fishermen will largely find the streams of the Mountain State all to themselves. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. The DNR recently completed its annual two-week trout stocking in West Virginia for the fall.
We stocked about 38,000 pounds, and we stocked that into 25 streams and 9 small impoundments.
That's trout program leader Mike Shingleton, who says they managed to get the fish into the water despite some difficult conditions.
It was dry, as it has been the last couple years, but we did get some rain during that period that helped, at least in some parts of the state, helped us out a little bit.
Most of those waters stocked are in the high mountains of West Virginia, and the fishing pressure for now is very light, so the opportunity to fish on a deserted mountain trout stream is very likely.
Right now, with the various hunting seasons in effect and more coming in, that's what's got a lot of people's attention. And, of course, the fall stocking is fairly popular with hunters. They'll bow hunt or squirrel hunt in the morning and maybe trout fish in the afternoon and if they're near waters that we stock.
Now, the fall stocking is an important time for the DNR as they are cleaning out the stock from the hatchery, and as a result, becomes very lucrative for anglers who'd like to hook a big one.
Roughly a little better than 20% of the poundage that we stocked this year was our brood trout, and these are trout that, of course, had been spawned in August, September, and we no longer need to keep them in our hatchery, and we actually need to get them out to free up space for next spring's production.
Most of those fish that aren't caught out will survive all the way to the winter. Shingleton says occasionally they have a problem with snow melt-off that pushes the pH level below livable standards. He says, though, if you want to catch them, you need to slow way down.
The fish are not terribly active when the water temperature's in the 30s. They can be caught, but you want to fish very slow, and, of course, if they're fishing over the next couple of months, these are for trout that have been in there a while. And so they've switched over to natural food, and, you know, some of the traditional cheese eggs, things like that may still work, but they're feeding on natural foods, and so anything that imitates that or is similar to it would be good. But anglers need to fish really slow and be very, very patient.
Check the DNR website for the water stocked in the fall months. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.